Carrie and Tommy have a stack of laughs for you in this podcast all sorted. And Tassal has dinner sorted with responsibly sourced Tassie salmon that has a healthy boost of omega-3 in every bite.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, it is. Welcome to it for your Monday arvo. How are we doing, guys?
Oh, mate, we're a mess.
I was fine until producer Sonda, when I arrived, just told me there was a chance that I might get rabies from the bats flapping around my house.
Yeah. Did you not see this? First case of human bat rabies, since 1954.
I know. And I was just telling you last week that not only possums and foxes in my street, but now bats. Mm.
Well, don't let one suck on your neck, because that's what this guy did.
Oh, what a shame. That's what I was thinking you're doing today.
I know.
I tell you what,
when it's been a while.
You know what I think I had sucking on my left breast on my ride on the weekend?
Oh, is this
a
the
leech?
This is not the. Oh, sorry. What?
I was riding along. Can leeches drop from trees?
Yes, absolutely.
Because I was riding along and I had like a low cut top on just because I took off my jumper and it was hot.
Of
I don't
course.
Know why I'm needing to explain that I wore a low cut top.
You're allowed to ride however you want to ride.
But I didn't try and ride with a low cut top. It's just my sports top. Anyway, as I was riding
I thought sports tops wouldn't be.
Anyway, let's not dwell on the low cut.
I thought the whole idea was to keep it like contained.
That's the bra.
Oh, what's a sports top?
The, over the top of the top, a bra. Anyway, I was riding along and something wet landed on my breast. Mm. And because I was riding so fast, I couldn't look down to look at it. Otherwise, I would have ridden into the river. No, I would have ridden into the river. So I had to put my hand down my top and I pulled something off my boob and threw it away. And it was like a sluggish thing. And I think it might have been a leech.
So sorry, did you say it was raining?
It had been raining. It wasn't right at that second.
Because I went on a bushwalk once and it was raining and the leeches were falling out of the trees on us.
Oh, my God, guys.
Yeah. But I did not have a low-slung walking top on. Next time I'll dress a bit more racy. Maybe I can get one of these nipples sucked on them, all right? Anyway, heaps to come. Stay with us.
It's Carrie and Tommy for your Monday arvo.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Monday afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I am nervous to talk about what I was going to talk about here.
I think you're playing with fire.
Yes, I do too. Sometimes some things happen in my life and through no fault of my own, both yourself and Sonda, who have kids, get angry at me for merely existing without kids.
Like when you say you slept in.
Yeah, or just doing what I want to do on the weekend.
Yeah, yeah. It's like we make you pay for our life choices.
Yes,
we do.
Yes, and you sometimes forget, I think, that you also get a lot of joy out of your kids and you chose to have them.
Yeah, the way out sometimes.
Yeah, all
in the joy.
Yeah. But anyway, so I'm scared to tell you what I did because I think some of that anger is going to be once again, directed at me.
No, we might be happy for you.
Son, do you reckon you'll be happy for me?
Nah, I'm ready to be so angry.
Oh, yeah, okay. Because I think I might have broken a record today. I had a shocking night's sleep last night.
Had to get up to the kids.
Had to get up to the kids, obviously. And I gave up at about kind of 2 and then I got up and had some food and sat down.
What do you eat at 2 a.m.?
Well, I thought we had leftover paella in the fridge and we didn't. And so I had ham that Johnny had bought for his dog.
Oh, yes. My God.
Because his dog's so picky
now that he's buying
champagne ham because that's the only thing his dog will eat now. But the champagne ham is delicious. So,
okay, so you got up at 2 and you ate
Tommy
some dog
dog's
food.
Tucking into the dog food in the middle of the night. Hang on, not angry
not
so
yet.
Far?
Okay.
And then I was meant to be up at the at 5:30 to go work out. And I, because I hadn't slept, I thought, I'll just hit snooze. I'll tell my mate, I'm not coming to the park, I'll just hit snooze. And then how long, and I think this is where my record might have come in, I hit the snooze button consistently, so 9 minutes at a time. How long do you think I did that for?
Oh, God.
Hour and a half.
Oh, no, it would be long. He wouldn't be telling us if it was only an hour and a half.
That's a lot of times, though.
Also, how annoying to have to wake up every 9 minutes to then go back to sleep. Mm,
sorry, there was. Okay. Oh, have a guess?
I reckon 4 hours.
4 hours.
No, it can't be 4 hours.
I reckon it's 4.
No, I'm going to say 2 max. Any more than 2 and he should be ashamed of himself.
Also, wake up, reset your clock and then go back
to sleep. Absolutely. What sort of person
That's 12 times that he's hitting the snooze button. And
13:10:60. If you think you hold the record for the most amount of time hitting the snooze button, I would love to hear from you, and I will let you know when we hear from our callers.
Oh, you're not going to tell us now?
I will let you know when we find out who has the record for the longest time hitting the snooze button in our beautiful country. Give us a call.
Carrie and Tommy.
Gary and Tommy for your Monday afternoon on 13:10:60. We want to know who in Australia has snoozed for the longest.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I may have broken a record
this
morning.
You're bragging at how much sleep you got this morning. You were worried that Sondra and I would be annoyed about what you're saying. Mm. But to be honest, the idea of continually pressing snooze over and over again, actually none of that appeals to me. I've never pressed snooze in my whole life.
Why?
Because when I set the alarm, I already hate being woken up by alarm enough. Mm. I wouldn't want to snooze it to only have to go through it again. So even if it's early, brekkie radio hours or something, I would set it and up I get. I just cannot set a snooze button.
You should treat yourself.
No, it's one I don't of the find real, it treating myself.
It's one of the real just joys of life.
Nah, it's painful.
No, that's life that's painful. And this is just another 9 minutes where you don't have, you can push back life just
so
a little
how
bit.
Many times did you press the snooze this morning?
Well, I think it's a record, Natasha, but you reckon you have done a fair whack of time snoozing yourself?
Yeah, I sure have.
Okay. Is there one particular instance where you really went for it on the snooze button?
To the point where, as I said, my iPhone gets sick of me that it even stops alerting me. Luckily, I have a good client. I'll set my alarm at 6. I'll snooze it all the way through to nearly 10 o'clock and I go racing in the door. If it wasn't for such a good client, I think I'd be fired 50 times over by now.
Wow.
As so I said, my iPhone gets sick of me and I'll wake up and all it says is snooze on the screen and it just stops notifying me.
Is that right?
Yep. Yeah, we'll just say snooze. I can tell. That's how I can tell that I've been pressing it, but it just end up getting. It's got sick of me, and it just stopped. It just stopped sleeping.
Wow, Natasha.
That's a fair amount of time.
Can you
top Natasha? Daniel, can you top Natasha?
Look, I think I've come pretty close. Very close, actually.
Daniel, what I love about this is both you and Natasha sound like you've just woken up from a snooze.
Not going to lie, maybe about 15, 20 minutes ago.
How long did you hit your snooze button for?
Well, my record stands at about 4.5 hours at the moment.
What?
Yep.
Just to check, does snooze go for the same amount of time or can you set your snooze to go longer?
You can set it for whatever time, but... So mine set for 9 minutes.
So what was yours set to? How often were you having to press snooze again, Daniel?
Mine set for 10 minutes.
That's a lot of button pressing when you could be sleeping.
And I don't think it was pressing. It was more like slapping the phone until it shut up.
Yeah, yeah.
Why don't you just set the clock for 4.5 hours later, Daniel?
No, because you have intentions, don't you, Daniel?
Yeah. No, there was back when I was about 21 years old, so I was a bit more of a partier, so I was like a lot more prone to bigger nights and a lot more sleeping. So the alarm tends to get a bit ignored sometimes.
So 4.5 hours. Daniel, that's pretty good.
Yours first went off at 5:30.
What time
did you then officially get up for the day?
Well, then I started hitting snooze and then I thought to myself, I want to be up and out running by 7.
Okay.
And then that rolled past. Next thing I remember, I think, Sonda, you sent me a message. I think that was about 7:30 or something. Yeah. That rolled by.
Sonda had been up for hours by then.
And then I wanted to be up and writing material for the show, finding stories and stuff. I wanted to do that.
For our show?
Yeah, I wanted to do that
prep
by 8:30. And then I decided 9 o'clock was when I should definitely be out of bed. 9:30 rolled around.
What are we at, 4 hours?
Yes, and then 9:30 rolled around and I thought, nah, I'm going for it now. I'm onto a good thing. I've come far enough that the morning's gone and we're going to have to be in here for meetings soon. And so, Jesse, have you got some kind of winner celebrating life?
Oh, yeah.
Super legend, cool guy stuff there. at 10:30, after 5 hours of snoozing, I finally got out of bed.
And so as a result, we've got nothing funny for the show? What?
Nothing coming up.
No.
Gary and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for Tassal Salmon, responsibly sourced Tassie salmon.
Ooh. Hey, if you've been thinking about having salmon, get some and have it Friday because it's World Salmon Day.
What are you doing to celebrate, Bickers?
Having salmon and wearing my salmon costume.
Yes, of course.
Got matching ones for the whole family.
Do you?
Oh, yeah, it doesn't have any armholes, though, so it makes it tricky to eat.
You just flop around.
A bit like a fish.
Yes. World Salmon Day. Get some Tassal salmon into you.
Hey, coming up, last week you bared your soul. You got deep and spoke about some stuff pretty close to your heart. Well, the internet has done what the internet does best, and it has thoughts on it.
Have they supported my soul?
I'm going to share their thoughts on your bare soul next.
My bare soul.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Good Monday, Arvo. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, my God. Everyone's talking about it.
What's the apps on the app?
So we had my partner Chris on last week to talk about his new podcast, Brains Trust, which you featured on. It's like a dinner party conversation where he has saved all of us, the listeners, a seat at the table to hear some great people from around Australia, their thoughts and feelings on the world. And it does get deep occasionally, including your chat with him.
I hated it.
No, of course, because it peeled off that top layer where you like to float along the top and pretend everything's laughy and funny.
Why did I get so angry at that?
Allowed you to sit in the pain. This was you having a genuine chat with Chris about wanting to have a family one day, but thinking perhaps you're too selfish given the job that you do touring to have a family.
I would love to have a family one day, but the reality at the moment is, and I've realised from recent relationships and them not working, is that if I want to tour every week and work as much as I do, that's a hard thing to do. And at some stage I'm going to have to, if I actually really do want a family and want that stuff, I'm going to have to make room for it and for another person. And I keep battling with that.
We cut that down because you did go on for a while. No, it wasn't funny. It was very deep and it was beautiful. And I think a lot of people were surprised to hear that side of you. And the internet did what the internet does best. And everyone has commented on our post on the at Carrie and Tommy Show on Instagram to give their thoughts on you and your love life and your future. And I thought you won't go along line and read them.
No.
So I'm going to read them to you.
Great. This is
and
what
make
I need.
You feel better about the world.
Is it? Why is it going to make me feel?
Because I think it'll give you hope.
I don't feel bad about the world.
No, give you hope that perhaps you don't need to worry so much about when you're going to need to make that decision to stop living the selfish life that you live. Because a lot of people have said, you said that your life was too selfish.
I didn't.
They're not my words.
That's what you said, but anyway.
Darlene has said, when you find the one, you'll sacrifice things you never thought you would. The moment you start considering your lifestyle, you know that she's special. So her indication is the one that you stop going, maybe I won't tour this weekend, is the one you know she's a keeper.
I just think that's a bit...
Well, Melissa says...
wishy-washy.
I think it's finding the right person in your life to share your life with, and then your lifestyle and their lifestyle will just change automatically. That's from Melissa. Falcon. Oh, no, Margaret, her name is not Falcon. Margaret says...
I always get those confused.
When you meet the one, you'll surprise yourself as to what you will compromise on. You're a beautiful man, Tommy, who will meet your person soon.
What am I meant to say to any of this?
Nothing. I'm just going to keep reading. When the time's right, the time's right. You'll know that, and then everything will fall into place. That's Tracy.
Good night, Chase.
Yep, someone else, this is time, has said, love you, Tommy.
All right, I felt like I was rude about Darlene's comment earlier as well. Well, good on you, Darlene.
Kelly has said to you that the first step to success, Tommy, is acknowledging yourself. Not many would be able to be self-critical and reflect on oneself.
I can't wait till I get closer to success. I'm an unsuccessful, selfish man.
Kim says, I'm a FIFO worker and I'm home half the year. So for me, finding someone who understands this but also understands I want my free time when home is hard, as I'm not good with being suffocated. Distance isn't always bad. I also want a family and kids, so adapting to this will be a challenge one day, but I'm willing to tackle it. Having a work husband helps with the jokes. I'm willing to tackle. Having a work husband or tie helps jokes.
Tie.
What?
Just having affairs?
Not reading that very well.
Have you read
a work husband, bro?
Indy says, I love that Tommy's taking the family and children so seriously. He's understanding to be there, to be an equal parent. It says a lot. Women grapple with this constantly. I want to see men doing more of the same. And the last words I've got to give to K-Wit, because K-Wit has said look, if it doesn't work out where you find someone that you want to stop touring for, maybe you'll be like K-Wit and find someone who you can be with but keep touring. Because she says, Mr. Little, please consider that a modern independent Australian female may prefer a part-time concubine rather than a full-time one. Think about all the RAF, Army, Navy families who cope with months apart.
Yeah, but don't they all find it hard?
I'm just telling you what K-Wit
I don't think
said.
They have their months apart and go... Awesome.
But it works, so doesn't it? They stay in their relationship.
Oh, I think a lot of times those relationships end because of the strains of long term.
I was trying to give you hope, mate.
They do. You see it even in movies.
I don't
and stuff.
Think you just have to give up your entire career to find a woman, is what I'm saying.
But I'm not saying that either.
Well, you are saying that you'll get to the point where your lifestyle needs to change.
You don't think my lifestyle needs to change?
Yes, but there's.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Right around Australia, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Had such a lovely weekend out in the sunshine.
Great.
Side note, radar said it was going to rain all weekend, and it didn't. Oh. It's wrong like every weekend at the moment.
I told you, less planes in the sky.
Oh, that's right. So they're not sending back the signal to tell us what's happening.
There's not as much data available for them to make their...
Anyway, it looked like a wet weekend, but God, the sun was out. And I went on a 3-hour bike ride, ended up with a little picnic by the river. And I was there having a picnic with some friends. And as we were eating our lunch, I noticed this dog ferreting around everybody's food. And it went from one picnic blanket to the next to the next. And it was like this gruff-looking kind of dog. And it wasn't, you know, some dogs you're okay with them having a little sniff around.
Yeah.
And others you're like, nah. I don't know where your nose has been, you know.
Are you having a crack at the rescues? What's happening?
No, not the rescues. Just some look cleaner than others.
What type of dog was this?
Oh, I'm not good with dogs. I reckon maybe a blue heeler.
Ah, okay.
Maybe?
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, it just looked a bit scattered.
Yeah. A bit dirty.
A bit dirty.
Yeah.
Anyway, it really wanted my sandwich. Then it really wanted my scroll, and I wanted my scroll, so I was getting really irritated with the dog. Anyway, it fished around, I reckon, all of us for about 15 minutes, and I was like, where is this person's owner?
Yes.
This dog's owner.
Person.
And then I heard in the distance, Barbara! 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 And I was like, oh, no, lady's missing. And then I quickly realised that Barbara
was
the old scabby dog that was sniffing at my sandwich. Look, there's nothing else I have to say to the story other than it gave me a real lift that there was a dog going around that looked like it had scabies called Barbara.
Yes, because then I picture a toy cavoodle that's been grimed to within an inch of its life and they're like, Spike or Tyson. Wayne, Dwayne, where are you, Dwayne? I saw a dog eat someone's whole sandwich on the weekend.
And the owner didn't stop it.
It was a big poodle and it just ran over. And it was like a family. It was the parents and two kids and the woman was taking the sandwich to her mouth. And the poodle just ran over and went,
oh, no.
Two steps away. And just holding onto the ground. And I was the same thing. I'm like, where is it? Because it got through the whole sandwich. And the family are looking around. And the woman is sandwichless. And, you know, it would have been like a $12 sandwich from her cafe. And she's looking around. And then I just see this man in Birkenstocks and wearing a T-shirt that's too short for his tummy. And he's running. And he gets to his dog. And the dog just takes off as soon as he gets him. And the man puts his hands on his knees, and he was exhausted from running across the park. And did he get anything? And the poor family, they didn't say anything, but they all nodded, and they had two little kids, and the little kids just nodded.
And he went,
oh, I'm so sorry, I'll get him. And just took off again.
But I never know what's the correct. See, the thing is, any dog that's on my picnic blanket has given me the shits, right?
Oh, I love a dog.
No, see, I don't. Yeah. I don't mind a dog, but not on my picnic blanket. But the problem is, the owners never think it's a problem. They're always like, oh, sorry, is this Barbara having a little... But you can't, as the person who owns the sandwich or the picnic blanket, you don't seem to be allowed to be annoyed about it. It seems like to keep happy families, you have to go, oh, don't worry, we love when Barbara comes and eats the sandwich right out of Mum's hand. We love it. It's awesome.
Oh, we always bring spares. Just in case Barbara's here. No, and I don't mind that she licked my spare one on the top. I'll still eat it.
Like, you have to pretend to be okay with it.
Yes, but at the same token, if I was the dog owner, like if I was that guy who was puffed and running across the park, and I went, did he get anything? And they said, yes, I'd go, well, he's not mine. So.
Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, it is. And coming up a little bit later on, we're going to give you a shot at $1 million.
Right now, I was about to discuss the depressing news that Melbourne is now past Buenos Aires and is living in the world's longest lockdown ever, 245 days, 3 weeks longer than Buenos Aires.
Congratulations, Melbourne.
No, it's a title no one wants.
No, they're number one in the world.
No, no one cares. Good
on you, Melbourne.
Title. But we're not going to discuss that because that is depressing. Instead, we're going to discuss Boris Johnson going for a run. You've given me your phone. It's got a picture of Boris Johnson going for a run. He's got sports shoes on, shorts.
No, he doesn't. He's got Doc Martens on.
Oh, he does too.
Yeah.
Doc Martens, sports shorts, and a white business shirt, and he's off for a run.
He looks like a kid, a public school kid.
Is he fleeing something or is he actually going for a run?
Yeah, it looks like someone's went, hey, the teacher's gone, hey, who's that at the back of the Oval smoking? And Boris has legged it to not get caught.
Yes.
And he's going through the streets.
Do you know what this makes me think, though? Mm. He's ducked out for a lunchtime run and he plans on coming back in, putting his pants back on, just putting a jacket over that sweaty shirt and getting back about his day.
You wouldn't want to get too close to Boris, I reckon. Although he's got at least six kids.
Yes,
There's multiple women who have gone like this. They've gone, ooh, who's that bloke running in Doc Martens and the business shirt?
I'd love a mini one of that. Do you think there's a worse get-up? Do you think people are running in that every day, like a business shirt and Doc Martens?
I don't think anybody else in the world is running in a business shirt. No.
131060 if you are. 131060 if you run in really weird get-up.
What if
like
you,
just not normal active wear. It has to be something like strange. Yes.
But do you reckon he thinks it's weird? Because I don't reckon he goes,
no, he doesn't think anything he does is weird.
No. So if you think you're running in normal active gear, but you've never seen anyone else.
People often say to you, what are you wearing, mate?
And you've never seen anyone else wear the same type of active gear, maybe give us a call as well.
Oh, how sweaty that would be.
Great. Give us a call, 131060.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Monday afternoon. And coming up real soon, a shot at $2,000 cash and a bedshed bedroom package worth $10,000.
131060, what weird get up are you running in? Because paint the picture, what's Boris Johnson in the UK gone for a jog in?
Bubbling Boris is wearing Doc Martens shoes, a lovely pair of Doc Martens shoes. Just go for a bit of a trot around the London city, most beautiful city in the world. And a sensible business shirt and what appears to be board shorts is to finish the look.
Yes.
And you reckon I'm arriving back to the Westminster and I'm putting my suit jacket on, not
having a shower.
And
then you're going about Parliament. Because the only reason you're running in a white work shirt is if you didn't bring a change of clothes to run in.
And then I get back and have a pommy shower.
What's a pommy shower?
It's just a bit of a spray of deodorant on the
arms. Is that a pommy shower?
Yes. And then I fornicate with many women as I have babies. As I have babies with so many women that nobody knows exactly how many I have.
Perhaps that's where other men are going wrong. Oh, you're showering too much.
Showering too much. I'm an idiot.
Tonight, that can you go for a run in some Doc Martens and a business shirt and see what happens?
I'm going to need some Doc Martens off somebody, perhaps a business shirt. I'll go on the project here and get one of their shirts.
Yasmin, what are you running in?
Hi. It's not actually me. It's my boyfriend.
Yeah.
Okay. Is spotted around the streets of Melbourne running in his Bluntstones and t-shirt.
Did you say jeans and a t-shirt? Jeans, running in jeans.
His everyday jeans, a t-shirt, and his effectively work boots.
Yasmin, is Carrie's theory on the money? Has he stolen something, and is he on the run?
No, he hasn't stolen something. He's just very unaware, I think, and he likes running.
I love it.
I know, but he could love running even more if he got some runners.
Oh, imagine if he'd be like, what are these? What are these little things? I had a dude at the gym.
They're so heavy too.
They're so heavy. Yeah. I would have thought blisters and everything.
You're not chafing with the jeans?
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. There was a dude at the gym, and I'd never seen him at the gym before, and he, almost that exact kit, except he was wearing like his tradies. So he had big bunnies on, and then he had those pants, like the blue pants, khaki. And then he had high-vis top on, and he was on the steps machine, and he was stepping, and I was sitting next to him on an exercise bike, and he turned and he said, "G'day, mate." And I said, "G'day, mate. I haven't seen you here before." And he said, "It's the first time here. The doctor said I need to come here, to improve my health." And I said, "When did you say that?" And he said that half an hour ago. And I was on the way when I decided to come in.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Ed Sheeran's latest one. It's called Shivers. It's Carrie and Tommy for your Monday arvo.
I need to talk about your bikie gang.
Yeah. Tommy is in our gang. They ride electric dirt bikes. They're the heaven's angels. They're the good boys on bikes.
Not just electric dirt bikes. We also have bicycle helmets and sensible jumpers to complete the look. Thank you very much.
You have been trying to recruit me for a couple of weeks now.
Because at the moment the gang is just me and my 50-year-old housemate and we need more muscle.
Yes, you also gender equity is going on too.
Yeah, need some chicks, some bikey chicks. And you gave me a bum steer because you told me about a dirt bike track.
I thought... You know what? I won't join yet, but I will get on board and be excited for you. Yeah. And I remember that Ollie used to go down and ride his bike at the jumps down the road from us. So I said to you, you should go down to those jumps. And what did you tell me? Because you took my advice. You went down there and what did you tell me?
Firstly, the people we asked where it was, they looked at us and our bikes and they said, "There's nothing for you here." One man said, there's a BMX track, but it's little. It's not for dirt bikes." And I was like, okay. And then we got there and it wasn't just our gang there.
Yeah.
There was also an 8-year-old and his mum. And his mum was pushing him up the little jumps.
Yeah. Mm. So I went there on the weekend.
Did you go to the dirt bike track?
I went to the dirt bike
track. To the little kids' BMX track.
Evie went on it. She's six. Addie took her scooter. Poor thing. Kept getting intimidated, though, because there were teenagers on bikes there.
Yeah.
And you were right. They're road bike, like BMX bikes. They weren't dirt bikes.
Did you still think I was wrong at this point?
Well,
yes.
I think perhaps
yes.
You were just a bit intimidated.
Would you reckon?
Because there was a dirt bike there on the weekend.
Was there? Uh-oh.
And this dirt bike.
Rival gang. Hang on.
Is a rival
gang.
Hooning
Heaven's
along.
Heaven's angels.
Hooning along.
Oh, no.
And I thought, and here's Tommy saying, this is not a proper dirt bike track. Check out this hero on his dirt bike.
Oh, gang. There is, oh my God, it's so cute. There is the smallest little electric bike. Is it electric?
Because okay, it's an actual electric bike. I could hear it.
Yeah.
He has just turned two.
Yes.
And the bike was carrying him all around the track.
Look
so he just lifted his legs up and then somehow steered his little motorbike.
His back wheels nearly skidded out.
Yeah, he's two and he could do it. And you can't even do it. And you're nearly 40.
Yeah, do you reckon he'll come in the gang?
Well, his dad's there as well, as long as his dad can come in the gang as well.
Yeah, they'll still bring the average age
of
the gang.
He was so cute. He went all the way along. I kept seeing him. And he wasn't worried about the other kids. No one was intimidating
him. Because he's in the gang. He's a bikie.
Anyway, I'm just saying that perhaps you were the problem, not the actual jumps.
Because I was too big?
Well, because... Oh, my phone's ringing. Oops. It's the kid.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Monday afternoon. And stick around because coming up next, thanks to Bedshed's mid-season sale, we're giving away a Bedshed bedroom package worth 10 grand plus 2 grand cash.
Mate, the package is worth 10 grand, because what have we got to do?
You just got to talk in your best bedroom voice to win.
Ooh, this is fun. If you haven't, make sure you register. CarrieandTommy.com.au. Get into bed with Carrie and Tommy. We'll be playing very soon.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
If you drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
There were 10 in the bed and the little one said,
"Hello.
Good day.
Get into bed with Carrie and Tommy."
Get up to 50% off everything during Bedshed's mid-season sale. Shop now at bedshed.com.au, where no one's better in the bedroom.
This is a bit of fun, Bickers.
Yep, we've got a bedroom package worth 10 grand up for grabs. 2 grand to win today for the best bedroom voice. Steph, what do you need a new bed for?
Well,
I've moved in with my partner, and we've actually still got the same bed as his ex-partner, so that would come in very handy.
You could win $2,000 today, and then, like we said, you go into the draw for that fantastic package. One person standing in your way is Lauren. G'day, Lauren.
Oh, hi, Tommy. How are you?
Yeah, so good. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks. Just at work. Just trying to not be heard.
Oh, you're trying
This is pretty funny, the idea of you talking sexy while at work, Lauren.
I'm hiding and trying to do my best.
You're just like a parent with the kids in the next room.
But it also gives you like that quiet, mysterious kind of sound, Lauren.
Well, it's certainly got my heart racing.
Steph, you are up first. You're going to get a suitably unsexy topic, and then you're going to have 30 seconds to do the best to woo Australia into bed. Okay. Are you ready to play?
I am totally ready.
Your topic is supermarket shopping. You have 30 seconds. Your time starts now.
Oh, don't you just love supermarket shopping? The way the voice just echoes over the speaker. You know what doesn't talk back? Supermarket shopping. You know what also can sometimes you get those slippery when wet signs just down the aisle? Yeah, that's so sexy. And when you scan and it comes up the wrong price? Yeah, you know what can't wake the neighbours? Supermarket shopping. Yeah, and great all the job. Items just fit in.
Slippery when wet was genius, Steph. Oh well done.
Steph, you were fantastic.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Okay, so hold the line there, Steph. Lauren, you are up. Are you ready to go?
Good job, Steph.
Oh, that's lovely.
We'll have none of that, Lauren. This is fierce competition.
All right, you're 30 seconds. Give us your best bedroom voice on the topic supermarket shopping.
Supermarket shopping. I go into the aisle and I find one of the ripest, softest yellow bananas. I weigh it to see the width and the girth and the radius, and I pop it into my wheelie basket or my shopping basket with a nice black slippery handle hanging over my elbow. I see a guy in the fruit and veg department and I say to him, do you like the banana in my basket?
Lauren, you're so great.
It goes bright red.
Lauren, that was so great. Look, I think just because of the execution difficulty of doing it at work, and also because she didn't mention the word sexy once, Steph was fantastic, but did just say, yeah, that's sexy. A few times.
It was sexy, though.
It was. They were both fantastic.
Thanks,
Lauren.
Thanks, I'm hiding in a hiding room at work, and if I have to talk about a banana in my sexiest voice...
Well, Lauren, congratulations. $2,000 is all yours.
Oh, my God, so excited.
We are going to play again tomorrow, so if you'd like to be involved, register now at carryandtommy.com.au. You get up to 50% off everything during Bedshed's mid-season sale. Shop now at bedshed.com.au, where no one is better in the bedroom.
Carrie and Tommy.
For your Monday arvo, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And, guys, it's time to get back on the roller coaster.
What do you mean?
Yeah, the
same, but spoken.
Oh, roller coasters are fun, though, and people want to be part of them.
The downwards bit's not fun. We've had a lot of downwards bits on this
The roller. Downwards bit of a roller coaster is the best fun.
No, I don't like roller coasters.
What do you mean? You're the person that's going slowly up the hill going, geez, could this get any more exhilarating?
I don't go on them, so I don't know why I said that the downwards bit's not fun.
Well, I guess all of it's not fun for you.
No.
Because you're not tall enough to get on,
no,
is that why?
No, it's terrifying.
Right.
I just don't know why you would put yourself through
it. It's so fun. It's so not. Do you look at a whole
Have
theme
you seen
park?
The number of them that get stuck and people fall out of them and people have to climb down them?
Yeah, they're always the stories I bring to this show.
Yeah. That's why I don't want to do them.
But so do you look at a theme park and you just think, nah.
Shit. My kids love them, though.
So what would you, if you could make
I take my kids to a theme park and go, but you can't go on that one, that one, that one, that one, that one. Actually, any of them. But you can get some fairy floss in a show
Get some fairy floss. So what would you put in a theme park if you had to make, if there was Bickmore Land?
Just ones on the ground. So when I went to America, we went to Disneyland, and opposite Disneyland, there's that other one.
The car park.
California Adventure Park. And in it is the Cars ride. And it goes super fast, but it's on the ground the whole time. Loved it. Lined up for hours over and over and over again. Just like a freeway. No, you can't go as fast on a freeway as you could go on this ride.
As if. How fast were you going in the ride?
Like 200 k's an hour.
No, you weren't. You just weren't.
It's like the world's fastest roller coaster.
Yeah.
What? I'll show you a picture of the face I pulled on this thing, and you'll see that it's about 200 k's an hour.
There's nothing that measures speed better than a still picture.
How fast does it go, Sonda? She's Googled it.
64 kilometres an hour.
No, I could just go on the freeway. Far out, the freeway
could
go even
far
faster.
Too slow. Yeah, you can go double that. Well, legally. Have we wasted too much of your time, Jesse?
No, I reckon we could still squeeze this one in. Okay. So last week I brought you Same Same But Lullaby, and you're like, this is great. But it could be better.
No, I did not say that.
Let's just gloss over that.
Yeah.
So, Tommy, do you remember your suggestion from last week?
No.
Well, let me refresh your memory.
I was thinking maybe we should do Same Same, but instead of spoken, broken up, as if being sung mid-break.
And
I told you to get out, Nathan!
So... Producer Pip and I are going to do this.
Yeah, great.
Same, same, but broken up. I still love her.
So we've got a bunch of breakup songs. We're going to read out the lyrics like we are breaking up. You have to tell us what the
read
song
out.
Is.
Yes, that is the game.
Yeah.
Remember, that's why it doesn't ever work.
No, but we're not doing
so
spoken
boring.
Anymore. So broken up, you're meant to be singing, but then you realise...
No, but we're not singing, we're just arguing with the lyrics.
I reckon you and Pip could sing it and break
up. Yeah, I think you'll find that the reason Same Same But Spoken needed to be redone is because speaking lyrics is boring.
Yeah, like the down bit of a roller coaster.
Yeah,
okay.
This is a real stitch
up. Okay, do it whatever you think. Whatever you think will be most entertaining, realise now that your instincts are bad and go for the opposite of that.
This is literally your suggestion.
It's not.
Mine was singing.
Sing it.
Yeah,
you
were.
We even gave you an example, actually.
Yeah, which was arguing.
Can I give it to you again?
I was thinking maybe we should do Same Same, but instead of spoken, broken up, as if being sung mid-break.
Sung.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, take it away, guys.
All right. I remember when we broke up the first time saying, this is it, I've had enough.
You guys have practiced.
What's
your character's name in this funny little piece, Jesse? Where did that voice come from?
Jeffrey.
Okay, sorry, give us Jeffrey's line again and then.
When do the lyrics start and when is it just your like wordplay on
the
breakups?
That's the lyric. That is,
that is the lyric.
Yeah, that's the lyric.
All of its lyrics.
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry, Jeffrey, take it away.
I remember when we broke up the first time saying, this is it, I've had enough.
Because, like, we hadn't seen each other in a month when you said you needed space. What?
You know,
Is it F you right back or no?
Then you came around and say, baby, I miss you and I swear I'm going to change.
I don't know. I just want to hear Jeffrey. How old is Jeffrey, by the way? Because he sounds 12.
25.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay. Give us a bit more.
Remember how that lasted for a day? I say, I hate you. We break up. You call me. I love you.
Pip's completely dropped her character. She's just herself now.
We called it off again last night, but this time I'm telling you.
We are never, ever.
About getting back together.
We are never, ever
getting back together. Is that Miley? No.
Your different
map getting different.
I reckon we're done.
Yep.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
That's where you're at for your Monday afternoon. We've got $1 million coming up next.
Ooh.
You know how last week I was irritated at streaming services who are now making us wait week by week for their shows to come out when they were the ones that got us to binge things and now they've gone back to the old model.
You were furious.
Well, that's annoyed me because I get into something and then I want to watch the follow-up ep and now I've got to wait week by week.
Yeah. So are you still saving up your episodes?
Yes, I saved up a couple of Lassos this week and I saved up Morning Wars as well. But here's where I think I've worked out what my biggest issue is with the week by week.
You need more stuff in your arm?
No, I'm getting older.
Sorry.
I can't remember what happened the week before.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Because now I go to watch and I almost don't want to watch it because I'm like, I kind of need to watch last week's ep again before I read this one. And the recaps, not enough for me.
Because if it helps, I know exactly how you feel. Because last night, Johnny and I watched an episode of Ozark. Right?
Is it back? Oh, no, you're still watching the old one.
And I did what my mum used to do, which is we watched the whole episode and literally 5 minutes before the end I went, Johnny, we've seen this, haven't we?
We rewatched it.
He went, and we rewatched like 5 minutes before the end. We'd watched the whole episode before.
No.
I know.
Well, because Billions has just come back on, right? Mm. And so Chris and I used to watch it. That used to be our favourite thing to get into bed and watch. And we watched the first ep back and even their recap wasn't enough. And we're so confused that we've thrown it in the bin. Yes. We're not going to watch it.
Yeah. So stay tuned, everybody, because up next we'll talk about something we just talked about 5 minutes ago, but don't remember.
It's Carrie and Tommy coming up next, actually, $1 million on the line when we play Carrie and Tommy's $1 million Alpha Bucks.
Carrie and Tommy.
It's Monday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I want to be a millionaire. I'm going to be a millionaire.
Carrie and Tommy's $1 million Alpha Bucks.
Alpha Bucks millionaire.
Leanne, I love what you're going to do with $1 million.
A little bit random, but oh my God, need to get out of Victoria. Yeah.
Two buses to get out of here. Priscilla, Queen of the Desert Star, with my bestie and our kids.
Yep.
You're going to be standing on the roof, Leanne?
Oh, yeah, I think we'll take it in turns. Yeah, with the wedding dress and all. Yeah.
Flowing in the back. So fun.
Oh, yeah, so sick of Victorian lockdown. So, yeah.
Hey, Leanne. You know what to do. Just to recap for everyone, so there is no arguments. You've got 30 seconds. Answer all 10 questions. We'll take your first answer. Can't use the same answer twice. Answer all 10. You get 10 grand today. You also get your spot on $1 million day where that $1 million could be yours.
Yep.
Pass if you don't have an answer. We'll come back to it if we have time. And the time will start at the end of the first question. Does that all make sense, Leanne?
Yes, it does. Yep.
The only thing getting in the way...
today.
The only thing getting in the way of...
No,
you'll be right, Leanne.
I reckon you've got this, Leanne. We had a little practice in our team before. I feel like this is your day, Leanne.
Mm. Okay, yep.
Your letter for today is J for jet.
Yep. J for jet, yep.
Yep. All right, are you ready to play?
Yes, I am.
Let's go. Name something made with fruit.
Fruit jelly.
A boy's name.
Jackson.
A month.
January.
A clothing item.
Jacket.
A car brand.
Jaguar.
A Michael Jackson sibling.
Janet Jackson.
A Steven Spielberg movie.
Jaws.
Something funny.
Jokes.
A singer.
Janet Jackson.
A four-letter word.
Jump.
Oh, Leanne.
Oh. So close.
Leanne, I think, did you catch yourself halfway through Janet Jackson?
I did. As soon as it came out my mouth, I was like, oh, my God.
I thought for her name for a second was Janet Shit.
Oh.
Leanne, you were great, mate.
You were so good. Tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., we all play again, Leanne. The clue for tomorrow morning is at 8 a.m. All the nation does.
Oh, yes, okay.
Yes, Leanne can re-enter. Yes. She can play again.
Great.
The clue for tomorrow morning is 8 a.m. $1 million Alpha Bucks is?
It rhyme. No, it's Ed Sheeran. I'll just give you it.
You didn't have a rhyming, did you?
Well, I was going to say Red Sheeran, and then I thought, because it was the Rugby League Grand Final last night,
that
I didn't want to.
It doesn't rhyme, though. Red Sheeran.
And Ed Sheeran? Surely
doesn't.
It does.
Nah.
What do you
it
mean?
Doesn't.
Why not?
If you wanted to rhyme with Ed Sheeran, you'd say Ed Peering.
Ed is the same word.
Okay. Jed Peering.
Peering? What's Peering?
Like peering around the curtain.
Yeah, that old thing.
Anyway, the clue's Ed Sheeran.
Sheeran.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show.
Now that the podcast is over,
Carrie and Tommy are definitely thinking about a quick and nutritious dinner.
Like responsibly sourced Tassel Tassie salmon.
Switch it up, Australia.
And get a healthy boost of omega-3 tonight.